Proclamation number 4966 of 12th of September, 1950. The power of faith is grace, but it only becomes effective through the will. The grace of the Almighty God is unusually noticeable in the last days when earthly hardship takes hold of people which seems almost unbearable, and anyone who only turns to Him in his heart will be seized by His love and filled with His grace. The righteous person who professes God will increase in knowledge, and this knowledge alone is a grace, for it helps the person to gain strength of faith and, as a result, the power of resistance. The person who makes use of God's grace will no longer feel weak. He will live consciously in the hope of soon being rescued from adversity. Strength of faith is a grace, for the human being himself will no longer work on himself in this great adversity of the end time such that he will attain increased faith on his own. Yet God sees the will turned towards Him and also helps where the human being is weak. He puts a faith into his heart which is unshakable and which allows him to endure the last time on earth. He puts faith into his heart. But this does not mean that God allows people to believe indiscriminately through His grace. The power of faith is indeed a grace, but it only becomes effective on the one who wants to believe and asks God for help in his weakness. Truly, every person could experience God's grace and mercy, but it requires a will turned towards Him, and this is recognizable to God at every hour. It will be a time of adversity which is not yet imaginable to you humans on earth, and good people will fear their fellow human beings who have become true devils. In this anxiety and fear they will become weak and call to God in supplication. Then they will obviously feel His grace, a confidence and peace will fill them and every weakness will be over. They feel His presence and trustingly place themselves in the hands of God. Only the call in spirit and in truth is enough to be able to experience God's grant of grace in the last days, and from that moment on people will walk their path more easily because they feel that they no longer walk it alone. Wanting to recognize God and striving towards Him also makes the human being a beneficiary of divine grace, then he can no longer be weak. Then he will look at everything with the eyes of the knower and the calm will enter his heart which can be described as peace in God, for he is now constantly united with God in spirit, he constantly feels the Father next to him, he constantly senses his strength and might, and he knows that the end is approaching, that every day can bring him salvation from earthly adversity, that he will be saved through a miracle. He knows that the coming of the Lord in the clouds signifies the end of his earthly adversity and he awaits it with a believing heart, for his faith now has the strength which enables him to persevere and remain faithful to God until the end. Amen.